Yeah.
Have fun.
Thank you. And so yeah, if you want to ever tinker with hardware, yeah. Are you interested in hardware like Raspberry Pis and Rock Chips and all that?
I mean, I'm interested in whatever creates income at some point.
Okay.
I just I need to start interviewing, but there's a lot of like David's birthday is coming up in a month, so I have to. I'm just probably gonna do this Sky Zone because I don't have the energy to
plan like last time. That was very well planned, yeah, but it takes time.
So I think when that is over, it's hard to do it over the holidays. I have to have a discipline to sit down and start studying because passing interviews is hard.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, everything's okay. We'll survive.
Yes.
Weather is good.
Yes, the weather is finally better. I have to go change the car coolant. Where do you go for changing your car stuff? Oil change, coolant, or you do it
myself?
Do you DIY? Oh, I should pay you then instead of...
What brand of car is this?
Acura MDX.
Acura, yeah, Acura might be... So the way I do oil changes, instead of opening at the bottom and draining it, because I don't have... Somebody stole my car jack from the garage. Oof. Like, I don't have anything. But I have a pump. It's like a thin tube that goes from the top.
Okay.
But it only works on some cars.
Okay.
Like in my car, the you know where the oil testing thing goes all the way down, so I can pump it out from the top. But my friend's car, he can't put the tube all the way down because of how it's set up. So it depends on the car. And also, I think draining it from the bottom is better because it gets everything.
Yeah.
All of the sludge is at the bottom, right? So I'm not sure if I get everything.
This is not oil change. I want to change coolant. You know coolant?
Yeah, those things, it's really tough because you have to lift the car and it's messy.
Yes.
And I don't have a jack at this point because mine got stolen. You know, during COVID, like, I had stuff. My car got broken in twice. Stuff got stolen out of the garage.
That's crazy. From inside.
If I had a garage, I could set up all the tools and be able to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little bit challenging.
Interesting. No worries. So I'll go there and change the coolant. I think it's overdue. I have all the equipment, but I just am bad at doing the things myself.
But I mean, I have to Google how to do it in this car. Like, I only know my car. I'm a mechanic of one single model. Yeah. Car, right? I have to Google everything. But coolant, I think when I was changing it, it was really bad because you need to lift up the car and it's messy and everything. Like, you get splashed with the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a lift, it's very easy because you lift up the car.
Oh.
And they have this special thing, they wheel over, and it's really easy.
Okay. It's not that expensive, it's like $100.
Don't go to the dealership, go to one of the shops.
I'll go oil changers. Is that good?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, oil changers, they rip off.
Oh, yeah?
Because you bring a car in and they start telling you everything needs changing and everything is expensive. Or, like, they start making up like non-existing problems. I would go to next door and Google,
Google which one?
The model of your car, like a mechanic. There's a whole bunch on Old Middlefield.
Yes.
A whole bunch. There are some good mechanics. They've been around for a long time.
Yes.
I don't know if they're cheap, but they're not going to rip you off. They're honest and it's going
to
be reasonable.
So I'll tell you my story. I had been going to one of those Old Middlefield, honest, but very expensive. Each visit would cost $250-$300 at oil changers. They do tell me things, but it has never cost me more than 100-150, you know?
Like for oil change,
I get
car needs synthetic oil.
Yeah, so it's 80, right? 90 bucks.
So it's, yeah, but you know, like I buy oil from my car, it's going to be like 40 bucks worth.
Anyways.
And a filter and this and that, and it's a hassle, and at the end I always get some oil on myself, and then I have to wash it. It's not free, right? It's your time and it's your effort and it's not possible.
So oil changes has never ripped me off. I've been there 5-6 times. They've always found some cabin filter, but they show me exactly.
Yeah. But
it's not all the time.
For coolant.
No, coolant is fine. I was just curious. It's fine.
So first of all, like, coolant needs to be the right coolant. These European cars, they are very particular about the coolant. Because I think they have an aluminum block, and you have to put coolant that is formulated not to react with aluminum.
Yeah.
And you could also buy it, like it's not like anything super special. It just, if they put this regular green coolant in, it may not be compatible. So
yes, that's something.
It has to be the right thing.
I'll check with that. Yeah, it's.
And the other thing is like, the problem with coolant, first of all, it needs to be the right coolant. Then you need to lift up the car to drain. Usually you drain at two places, at the radiator and from the agent block. It has a plug at the bottom also.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to access because there's a pan at the bottom that needs to be like a plastic cover.
Yes.
It needs to be taken out. Yes. Also, when you put the coolant in, and sometimes air gets trapped and there's a special bleeding process. Otherwise, your car can overheat because the bubbles get trapped.
Mm.
And every car, some cars are... they have like, they're designed in a way where they're not sensitive to the stuff, like it self-bleeds.
Yeah.
My car, people replace coolant, sometimes they can't figure out how to bleed it, it's really tricky, so I try not to mess with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see, that's a good point, let me see, make sure they are compatible.
Yeah, just, I would go to any mechanic that works on European cars. This is Audi, right?
This is not Audi, this is Acura, it's
Acura.
A Japanese,
oh, it's
so
Japanese,
Honda.
Yeah. Japanese. So for Japanese, I definitely cannot change your oil because they have, that excess doesn't go all the way to the bottom of the pan. I tried to change it for the friend of mine that is the pool.
Oh yeah.
He has a Subaru, it did not work.
No.
It works for Mercedes BMWs.
Yeah, interesting.
I love it because I don't have to go and worry about anything. I just buy the oil and I do it. It's a hassle. It's a mess, but you know.
It is a mess. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I will just maybe there's a couple of good Japanese
good ones,
guys that people recommend around here.
Okay, let me see.
Even Google it for you.
Okay, I'll check next week.
Dude, people, these guys, they. Feel like they're left over out of the tax, so they rip off. So everybody wants a piece of pie, right?
Yep.
So it's really difficult.
No worries.
If you have, I could help you do stuff, but I'm not very
keen
on getting under the car.
No, don't worry. No, I was just curious. No, don't worry. I'm already headed there. Okay, cool.
Right,
thanks.